Welcome to the first episode of our new podcast series, Gig Workers Guide to the Scottish Election, 5 Policies to Transform Gig Work in Scotland, in which we will explore 5 demands to improve working conditions in Scotland. 5 demands agreed among the Liberty riders of the collective room ahead of the upcoming Holyrood election on the 7th of May. And since the vast majority of these gig workers are migrant workers, we will explore these topics, paying close attention to the migrants' perspectives. My name is Xavier Villares, project coordinator and organizer of the Workers Observatory and a former delivery rider myself, and I will also be your host today. In this episode, we'll talk about physical hubs for gig workers in our cities, or more accurately, the lack of these hubs in our cities. All of us can picture the image of a delivery rider waiting for the next order on a cold winter afternoon. You probably saw them in the streets. While some riders communicate with each other through messaging apps, warning each other about hazards in the streets or sharing an upsetting behavior displayed by someone in a restaurant, for instance, the nature of this work tends to isolate workers, and the careful design of the apps makes it even deeper. Here's where having a dedicated space may be crucial to creating community. This is not a new idea. For instance, a report founded by Transport Scotland and delivered by Sustrans back in 2023 already highlighted how such a space, equipped with some basic infrastructure, could make a massive change for delivery cyclists. More importantly, this is something that is already happening in other parts of the world. The most recent example is New York City, where a first delivery worker hub has opened last week. A massive victory for Los Deliveristas Unidos, an organization with more than 65,000 app-based workers who push very hard to make this happen. To talk about this, we are joined today by an experienced rider and by an activist based in Edinburgh who will share with us how significant physical hubs may be to build community, also in our neighborhoods. Krish, Cindy, hello.
Hello, Xavier.
Hello, Xavier and Chris.
Please, Krish, can you introduce yourself in one sentence or two?
So, myself, Krish, and I'm working as a delivery rider since April 2024. It's been 2 years for now.
That's great. Cindy, please, can you introduce yourself also briefly?
Hi, my name is Cindy. So, as my given name is Moisam. And I stay in Nidri since 1990. I arrived in Nidri in 1990, but I stay in Nidri 2012 and call Nidri as my home now.
Great. So let's start with you, Krish. Tell us a bit about yourself. You already mentioned how long you've been working as a rider, but tell us a little bit more, whatever you want to share with us.
I've been working as a delivery rider since 2 years. So I've started in the month of April and then I worked until November 2025. So I have a good experience of more than 1.5 years. I came in as a student and then I shifted myself to be a delivery rider because I have that sort of flexibility. And, you know, the most important thing is that you can start on your in your free time and you can be your boss.
Absolutely. And so with all this experience that you already have working in the city, how do you think that having then this dedicated space for riders will be good?
So as far as you concern, there is no particular space for delivery riders. So if it is rainy or if we have a bad weather conditions, there is no space for us literally in Edinburgh. So if we have a dedicated space for the riders, it makes us more easier. So if we want to relax for a bit of time, you know, having a dedicated space would actually feel more comfortable hanging in, you know, instead of going to a restaurant here, asking for their permission. If we have a dedicated space, we can hang in there until the weather becomes good or if someone is feeling good.
Do you have felt like during the time that you've been working, like supported by the platform in terms of, you know, being out away, there's no this space for riders to go to the toilet, to any of these basics. Have you felt like the platform companies are really supporting you as a rider in your daily life when you are working out there?
So if I want to use a restroom, I would say not many restaurants are more welcoming for the riders to use their washrooms, because few restaurants mention it as the toilets are only for the customers. That's when we feel difficult to use the restroom. And, you know, there are certain spaces where they are not supposed to use the customer. I mean, the Deliveroo riders are not supposed to use the customer toilets. That's when we feel bad, because even we are a human and we are working for delivering their own food. So I would feel all the restaurants should encourage us to use the restrooms. That's when we feel more easier to work.
Many of the people that are listening to this, they don't know that the rider can be away working in very long shifts, you know, until a specific target is hit, you know, rather than a number of hours, a specific number of hours. So it can be 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. I guess that having a space like this that allows workers like charging batteries, for example, it can be something like also very useful and appreciated.
You know, if you see on the roads, you can always find a Deliveroo rider pedaling the bike, delivering the food. So most of the riders work around 10 hours, 12 hours. There are only certain spaces where only few of the restaurants in Edinburgh allow us to charge the batteries, and they offer discounts on their food as well. So that's when we feel, you know, if most of the restaurants encourage these kind of behavior, you know, it makes our work easy, because not every day we can have the same food, go to the same place. We never know when the time is going to change. So if we can have more restaurants, or if we have a dedicated space, that makes us more easier. Instead of you asking for my permission, if you have the access to a dedicated space, you can go there, relax for some time and charge your batteries in the meantime.
Yeah, instead of being dependent of the good faith of a restaurant, having a space where riders can actually go and do these things on their own right. Yeah,
because we never know when the restaurant's going to be busy and when the day's going to be busy. So having a dedicated space is more accessible for the riders.
And talking more about, well, you know, the work in the streets of Edinburgh, how safe do you feel at the moment when working in the city?
So if you speak about the security and safety, there are certain spaces wherein, you know, people tend to not to go there. Just like we have the outskirts in Edinburgh, there are certain spaces in Edinburgh where, as a delivery rider, I never wanted to go there.
Have you ever been attacked whilst working in the city?
I have faced multiple incidents while working. So one of the incident was in Wester Hills. So I was about to deliver the food. There's a bridge and you have the road underneath. So people of underage, or maybe they masked, they throw us the, you know, Coca-Cola cans. You know, you never know if it hit you, you may fall on the roads and you'll be badly injured. And vehicles are coming at a speed of 40, 50, because that's the maximum limit there. So if you go through these kind of incidents, you'll feel more stressed to work and you'll feel more scared to work.
Well, yeah, that sounds like an incredibly tense situation.
And, you know, the underage kids take the leverage and, you know, they stop the delivery riders, or they'll mask themselves and they'll hide their identity. And they'll stop the Deliveroo riders just to steal their bikes or whatever they can do. You know, most of the kids, they'll steal only food. But there are certain people wherein they go beyond and they steal our bikes, because they'll have the weapon anytime. So instead of you giving the food and having your safety, it is just that, you know, you let go of the underage kids, just giving their food.
So yeah, I guess that, yeah, having a hub where you can feel safe and be around your own co-workers, I guess that will help to improve the situation too.
Yeah, I mean, while working we have the unity, and, you know, if someone is facing any sort of incident most of the riders, they come together to help us. It is a good part when you are working and when you are busy on the roads and you go through a lot of incidents. You know, we, the riders, come together. Not most of them, but only few people come together to help us, which is a good part. And having a dedicated space, you know, let's say if you are going through a bad day, and having a dedicated space can actually feel better because you can share your feelings with the other co-riders who is in the same industry. Because we are in the same industry and we know how the things goes. That actually makes us work more comfortable.
And when do you feel more like a risk when you're working?
You know, during the winters, it gets night at around 4 o'clock itself. The weather goes dark and, you know, most of the people, they start working at the same point. Let's say, you know, most of them rest between 2 to 4. And most of them are on the roads from 4 o'clock to maybe somewhere around night 12 o'clock. And you see the drunkards are under the influence of the drugs, alcohol. They come with the knives. They come with the armed weapons. And, you know, you'd never know when you feel harmful. So there are certain places in Edinburgh wherein we feel most scary to work. So one of the hotspots is Western Hills. And the recent past, Dalroy Gorgi Road is also becoming more harmful for the Deliveroo riders because you have the balaclavas are under the influence of drugs. They come on the roads and they'll be more dangerous than they could be because they'll have the advantage of what they're yet to be done. They'll be on the roads having a dangerous bikes, you know. They'll do stunts. They'll try to tease people and they'll make more scary. And, you know, one of the incident I wanted to discuss about. So, one of my friend was going through this Gorgi Dalroy Road, riding his bike. And a few of the kids, they got tomatoes and eggs from the nearest co-op shop and they threw on us. So if you go through these kind of incidents, you'll never feel feel safe to be on the road. I mean, it is not just for the Deliveroo riders, it is for the most of the people. They're scared to come on the roads. Back in September, it was during winters and the time was around 9 or half 9. One of the friend was going through one of the incidents. So he was stopped by a balaclava and he was hit badly by him because he was under the influence of the drugs. And suddenly I got a call from my friend asking for a help. And I myself went along with two other riders who are willing to help us. So altogether, we've been around 5 members. When we went there, he was hit badly. And when I was in the scene, he started hitting us. I was hit badly and, you know, I broke my nose as well. And one of my friend has broke his lips because he was under the influence of drugs and we are protecting ourselves. But the thing was, he stole the bike from us. I guess there were two people, the couple. They seemed to be very dangerous. But the good part is that, you know, we got the help from the locals there. One of the places has called the police. And the police came to the scene. And the CID along with the police came to the scene. They investigated on what happened. But the outcome, what we expected, is not what we expected because it never went through our way and we had to suffer a lot. You know, when you face these kind of incidents, if you get more support from police and ambulances, because we were hit badly and the worst part is that we never got any help from the ambulance. One of my friends was bleeding badly. He needed a major help. And when we called the ambulance, they asked us to wait for 4 hours because they were busy. But there's one more local was under the influence of the alcohol. He was not in a position to move, but the ambulance came to pick him up. So, you know, there are certain incidents where we want to open up, but we never wanted to share.
Yeah, I understand.
That's the most hard thing for any of the riders, because if you go through these kind of incidents and if you hit badly, police come to the scene and help us, it would actually feel better to be on the roads. I appreciate the police are patrolling every now and then and they are tackling the things very good. But, you know, there are certain incidents where we won't get enough support. But locals here in Edinburgh are very pleasing. I mean, they are more friendly and help us in whatever they can do.
All right. Well, I think it's clear that having a hub for riders is a bare minimum here that we need to help.
Yeah, if we have two or three physical faces, if we have about two or three physical hubs around the city, that makes actually our work very easy, because there are certain spaces wherein one is towards this Dalroy Gargi Road and one is towards this South Bridge, one is towards this Leith, because these are the only places which gets busy all the time. Having a physical space in Leith, I would say around Dalroy Gargi Road and South Bridge makes more accessible for the delivery riders, because you know there's a hub and you can just go there and relax. And, you know, most of the riders works through one part of the city. They never wanted to get into other part of the city. Let's say I never wanted to go to Leith to deliver the food, because riding more distance is not that great, because you never know when the weather goes bad and what mood you are in.
What you're sharing here is super tough, Chris. Thanks for letting us know. And well, it looks very clear that having a physical hub where workers can actually support each other and help each other, it's right now is crucial for riders in the city. As you know very well, Room has recently created a map where riders can share the hazards that face in the city. We will talk more about this in the next episode of the series, but how do the maps work, and is this been helpful so far also?
Well, coming to the maps, I've been through the maps, and that's a good initiative by the Room. And if you discuss about the maps thing, you know, having what's happening in the roads of the Edinburgh, if everyone who faces the incident marks what's happening on the Edinburgh, then people come to know what's happening, where are the hotspots, where is the most dangerous areas, and I would feel there is a room for the improvement. But maps is the one of the best thing that a Room has invented.
Great. Thank you, Chris. We will go back with this the second episode. Don't miss it. And well, thank you very much. The policy that the observatory is demanding is focus on gig work. However, the predominantly migrant workforce that delivers this work is quite diverse. Creating an environment and a culture of collaboration is not always an easy task. To learn more about the transformative power of having spaces where people may gather, organize activities, and break down barriers, we have today Cindy here, an activist the Worker Observatory has already worked with in the past through Migrant Justice Edinburgh. Cindy, currently local communities are demanding physical spaces in our neighborhoods. How do you think that accessing physical spaces can be transformative for grassroots communities?
Right. I call a space is a hub. So I think hub is a base, and a space giving opportunity for organization, for the grassroots group, and also a space for the wider community to get together. And then also, you know, all the this idea will bring all the community and all professional and grassroots together in one space and share the space and in openly and open, like open door to everyone to be going into the hub, and they can open also for the people that in all different ability and you know, multicultural, and the people can just walk in and like having a cup of coffee, and then, you know, without fear, you know, without feeling judging.
Yeah, sometimes on these little details is where you can actually meet someone a little bit better, isn't it? Knowing someone a little bit better, your own neighbor, you know, in these kind of spaces, shared spaces.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Tell us about how relevant this is, and Craig Miller Nidri, please.
As a person really passionate regarding about the space or the area that I stay, and I always feel that, you know, when I go out in the community, I feel like, you know, like feel belonging to the community itself. And, you know, when you walk to the shop, you see a familiar face. You go to the community group, you see the familiar face. You go to the library, people say hi to you because they know you. So, you know, this type of thing is like, how to say, you know, I feel, can say that proud of, because, you know, I'm very, very active in my community itself. And yeah, so I love the community. I think no matter where we stay, we always have the room for improvement, even though the place like in Morningside or Stockbridge, that a very nice area, but it's always space for improvement.
And how do you think that these spaces will make the lives of neighbors better?
The idea is to foster intercultural understanding through program and training. We put like arts and craft, and then also like, you know, a training, you know, in the hub itself, and people share their knowledge and, you know, exchange their knowledge as well. And also that, you know, during the festival, we can have like a celebration with all different cultural celebration where people bring their national dish or special dish from their country. And, you know, we always know that, you know, food is always, for me, food is always bring love to everyone. You know, they share everything, and that's how we, the hub, has become like a space for community to get together.
With people from different backgrounds also, having a share the space to do these things. Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
And do you think it would be good to have such spaces for gig workers, for example, delivery riders who work in Craig Miller, Nidri?
Yeah, there are some organization in the community can accommodate to the gig worker and the riders. And most of them have an open door. I think what we need is maybe yourself need to look into it, like maybe go and approach the community center or any building that, you know, for me, it's like conversation and approaching in a nicer way, you know, saying that, you know, what you want to achieve and what you want to do with the, you know, for the rider to gig worker or any wider community. We need, communication is a very important topic, right? So if, let's say, that, you know, we got that understanding through communication, everybody, you know, they can understand, they open the door, you know, for us to go in. Yeah, this is based on the trust as well. You know, if they trust you, so they will welcome you anywhere.
And do you think that the Scottish government could do more than what they are doing about this and funding a little bit more around this kind of things?
I think yes, because this hub, especially nowadays, if you think about, you know, outside world now, it's a lot of war, people are, the chaos that the war create, things out there that we know, we as a community, we don't have any control. And if, let's say, the government listen to us regarding about what we try to achieve here to make our living area where we stay in peace and get all the multicultural people and all the wider community to get together and ignore whatever happening outside world, and we just need to more concentrate on what we have now.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Any upcoming activities that you want to share with us happening there that can be interesting for gig workers in Greg Miller?
Yes. So let me introduce again regarding about, you know, what I'm doing in Craig Miller and Nidre. I'm the chair for a group, grassroots group called Craig Miller and Nidre Matters. And this group already 1 year already in January. So far, we're doing quite a lot of good thing in Craig Miller. And the latest, basically, the way that I founded the group, to be honest. I founded a group with all different experience that I get from all different organizations and group that I get involved with. And I found that we need that voice in the Craig Miller industry. And so many organizations, I can say that, you know, about 35 to 40 group at one point in organization and everything. But for me, it's like all organizations did need to work together alongside cross-working and to achieve the target. And especially that, you know, the organization, we always hear regarding about funding. They always say that, oh, no funding. But if, let's say, organization working together alongside and put all these things, whose benefit? It will be the wider community. And then, as I say just now in the beginning, I said that if I got one group that's coming that called Culture Swap. It's going to start on the 18th. So it's going to be on every Saturday, 2:30 to 4:30. And it's a lot of bumpy ride in there, a lot of challenges and everything regarding about space. And we don't have space. The one reason is a lot of community center or, you know, they close during weekend. And we cannot use a lot of place in the community due to some reason that I really don't know. But one organization is very good to give us the space and to Boti giving us the space to have first, you know, run the group called Culture Swap. So this Culture Swap, basically, the idea is to be sustainable. So we definitely want some funding, all, you know, for funding all different activities. But we're going, the people that are interested in doing this culture swap, interested to be, you know, more sustainability rather than thinking about, oh, no funding. You know, we cannot run the group. And a lot of people agree that, you know, they bring their own snack and everything. And the culture swap as well is going to be like, we celebrate all different celebration, like maybe Burns Night, Christmas, and, you know, Chinese New Year, Eats. We done the Eats. It was so successful. And, you know, that's why all this, you know, this thing coming up and try to, you know, create more better, open and nice environment to wider community. And also, you know, rider and gig worker, you're welcome to come over to us. And, you know, every Saturday we open. So everybody welcome.
Great. Thank you so much, Cindy, for your insights. And thank you so much also, Chris, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you so much.
To read the platform of 5 policies launched by the Liberty Workers in Edinburgh, go to the workersobservatory.org, to our website. It's going to be in the description. Please follow us on Instagram, Blue Sky, Facebook, LinkedIn, Workers Observatory there. If you're a rider in Edinburgh, join Room, the Riders Collective. Thanks for listening.